Wherever I saw Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, their jobs.
If they didn't do, let me even ask how they did not even go into entertainment at all.
Yeah, this is.
Davido himself go work for a proper office.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Wizkid, he work for Lotto Shop.
Trailer Softing, oh yeah.
Burna, without Burna Day, that Burna Day, like, if you be Baba, sure.
Baba. Hey guys, welcome back. It's Kusman and it's quality content. Today in the house, we have Ibo Wolf. Yeah, Ibo Wolf, say...
Hi, my name is Ibo Wolf and I was invited to this podcast because people know me.
Okay. Today we're going to be going another dimension. Today is going to be freelancers versus 9 to 5. Yeah. Hey, do it, don't shake your head. Okay, so this one will shake your head. What's happened? What was the first thing that came to your mind after you heard the topic?
HR.
Okay, for people that don't know what HR is, what is HR?
The people that remove the human from human resource. Well, not my HR. My HR is great.
She could be watching. Okay, so for anybody just going into the job market right now, I just left school, would you rather recommend 9 to 5 for freelancing?
I think 9 to 5 if you don't know what you're doing.
If you don't know what you're doing?
Yes, 9 to 5. You don't have to know what you're doing 9 to 5. They tell you what to do.
Oh, everything is like zombie style.
No matter what you know, you go into a company, they tell you this is how we do things here and you have to do it that they do it.
Okay.
From there you can realize whether you hate it or not.
Okay, so your advice is that if you don't know what you are doing,
go to find a job.
Uh-huh. Okay. Get a job. But I feel like that's easier for people that are not doing 9 to 5. It's easier for, you don't know what you are doing. It's easier for people like freelancers, people, remote workers, influencers, content creators.
Easier for them to do what?
I don't know. I feel like when I left school, when I came outside, I didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't go to look for a job. Because I pitied that employer, to be honest.
See, I think these days, those who are finishing school now, they have lots of role models in every form of freelance.
Okay.
Unlike we did. Even though I'm just 25. Unlike we did in our time, right? So, the easiest thing for me, I could say in that time is, when you get into a job system, you will know whether you are frustrated by a job system. Just because you don't know what to do doesn't mean, you know, you are not meant to be a 9 to 5er.
Okay.
But when you get to a job system, every creative in a job system always feels frustrated and stifled. You will know whether you need to pick something on the side, or you know whether this is for you. You know that you can actually carve a career for yourself. That's, you know, in my own opinion.
Okay, I feel like where I get you saying creatives, what do you say? Creatives, they
always feel like
strangled.
Yes.
Creatives, they don't like taking orders.
One.
I think that's part of it. They don't like taking notes. They like doing, like, it's creative. You can't tell me, what I should put out. It's
exactly.
That kind of thing. So you get inspiration and you put your team
and
out.
And they are frustrated in 9 to 5 place because they always ask why. So it's almost like you are saying, okay, in the spreadsheet, you are meant to have the debit and the credit column.
Okay.
And that makes sense to you. And they're like, so why? And you're like, that's the way it's done. And then that's the way it's done triggers anybody, in my opinion, triggers anybody who's a creative. That's the way it's done, okay, but that's not the way I want to do it. So can we do it this way? It's always the creative that's in the office saying, oh, can we do it? That's why they end up planning office party. That's what they end up planning office party. It's always that they're always telling, oh, when you go to your office and you hear, oh, when this person was here, TGIF is too bad.
You saw the videos that broke the internet from, I think it was Access Bank, that their workers were dancing. I didn't know that kind of stuff. Can you do that stuff for your office?
I've actually done a couple of skits for my office.
Skits? Okay, yes. I feel like I've seen your skits.
Yes.
So I would rather do your skits for my office. Did you see the dance? Montana dancer. Really serious Montana dancer. Actually, we're supposed to have Roviel in the house. I don't know where he is. He's not behaving
comes
like...
Comes late as usual. When everybody has finished.
Okay. In the long run, do you feel freelancing is sustainable? Like people say, if they don't see gig, they won't eat.
So I think some people understand how to deal with instability.
Okay.
Some people don't. I like the version of my life where freelancing is a side hustle.
Okay, you love the version.
Yes, we have friends as a side hustle. We have one small
so project. If you have, like, okay. If you have like
unexpected.
If you have a dry spell in your freelancing, it doesn't
stop. Doesn't stop my steady pay.
Your steady pay.
There is things at home to sort out.
But this stuff about steady pay stuff, it happens with freelancers and 9 to 5. Because I feel like some people owe salaries. Don't they owe salaries?
Yes, a lot of people owe salaries, but bless my current company, they don't owe salary. So I think being in a structured place and having a steady pay allows you to even take control of your freelance better. It may cause a lot of slow growth for you because there is the, you know, when you have no, there's a difference between somebody who has no choice and who is working from a place of this thing has work, and from somebody like me who is working from a place of, if I shoot this kid, it'd be funny, moon and retreat. I look for this.
Oh, so you're just relaxed, comfortable. Not like you're.
If only two retreats.
It's not like your own content creating is not do or die. This
it's not do or bang. Die. If the team bang on Twitter, I'm like, yeah, if you know bang, like, people don't have taste.
And down to content creation, like, have you ever put out content, like, feel like this one will not.
So every time I put out a content that I feel like, and I've laughed, died, that this one will funny, die, two retweets.
They kill me. So well, the ones that bang, you don't
the ones that them. Bang, I would just be like, post them. And that's when I'm like, everybody's funny. I'm like, really?
So how would you say like your support of your, I don't want to say friends, because on the internet,
when I have support of friends.
Yeah, you have support.
I do.
On the your mutuals.
Yes, I not just mutuals, actually, like actual friends in real life.
Okay.
Once I ask them to. Sometimes when I share my link to my friend, I tell them what to say. I say, so today I'm going to talk about how funny I am. And then you just see the comments on that there. Oh my God, this guy is funny.
Your friends, they sample your comments. Yes. Like, they give them a
So, oh my God, this guy is funny. I was at work, I stopped to. Oh my God, when you see somebody say, I was drinking something and he poured on the floor, it's my friend.
Ajibola will say, I fell at my knees at shop, right?
Oh God, yeah. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, do you think that working 9 to 5 has become segregated in the society? Like, people are like, now.
No, I don't think so. I think in times of our parents, it used to be very celebrated. Now, it's now that we are beginning to, everybody's even rushing into content. Like, they think just because you put up a camera, you are going to blow. You won't blow. So, you won't blow.
What do you mean that you won't blow?
It doesn't work that way. I wish people understood the amount of sometimes sheer luck that comes from.
Is this what people call grace?
Grace, okay.
I don't know, this multi person go work hard, finish, they go say nah, grace, that kind of thing.
There's a lot of luck that comes in. To be honest, when you hear the stories of people who have blown, you find that sometimes it's one person posting your content at the right time that puts you in the face of the right audience, and then that's it for you. And you know the way, especially when if you're doing content right, once people like you, even when you have a dry spell, they will fuck with it.
They're just like, we know this is not him.
Yes, it'll be like everybody's trying to say, when people say, what's the joke in you? They say, go outside and look for joke. But you see the fans under there, they say, where's the lesson? They say, go watch film, you're looking for lesson. You get so.
Oh, yeah, I swear. Yeah, that's what makes me remember what Ruvio said. He's still not here. He said he'll prefer having fans than listeners if he was an artist. So those are the people that will keep grinding for you, even when you have a dry spell. So is that what you think?
Everything can be a hit.
Yeah.
Everything won't be a hit. You get, so you need fans who are going to, because the thing with content is that if it's not something you like to do without anybody in the room, the days when things are slow, you will drop your camera.
Okay.
So if you cannot want, so because sometimes for me, when I make a joke out of a skit, it's not because everybody will get it, because I get it. So if it could be from a movie that only me watched, and I'm making a reference to that, and maybe no other person understand, that's your problem.
Okay.
So it comes from a very selfish place, because if it's about everybody, people will fuck you up. Especially if you're coming from Twitter. Fuck you up.
Especially Twitter. What's been your experience dropping content on Twitter compared to other social media?
So the thing is, I'm always grateful for Twitter. Like, no jokes, because my biggest platform is actually Twitter, and Twitter has always shown me. It doesn't mean I've not seen the power side of Twitter on my end, right? But Twitter has always been it for me. So it's even, it's still the place that has a soft spot for me. I think what I love Twitter and the entirety of Twitter is that it's the only place that allows you to be vocal in such a way that everybody kind of talks together and your comment doesn't get lost in your own feed. You know, on Instagram, when you post your own video, people have to be following you or somebody has to share it on their feed for the entire to see. But Twitter, just one retweet can get you to the most place you get. So the reach with Twitter, the conversation that we... And when somebody then goes to your tweet, when somebody sees your tweet, the next thing they're looking for is the replies on that.
Yeah, you can interact.
So it allows things to foster and remain relevant.
This is the part where I prefer American Twitter to Ninja Twitter. Ninja Twitter, all you see there is cook. But American, you see, they continue the conversation. Why they laugh? Well, it's different.
Disclaimer.
Okay, so Rovell is here. Okay. Of course, if freelancers know they keep to time. So we can see Rovell is here like 30 minutes later. Okay, yes, thank you. Well, nice to have you, Rovell. Introduce yourself to my listeners, Rovell.
This mic is better for your eyes.
So waiting subway, you come late, Rovell. They want to know. Your seat don't empty for like 10 minutes.
Okay. This up, Lagos sup. Lagos happened, man. Like, I don't really like estimate the trip for my head. But the 1 hour where I estimate now the 4 hours.
Efficient where traffic day, but how long?
You said that traffic is at least 1 hour 30.
You go reach that front now. Now banana person drop for road because traffic.
Yes,
that is DJ. So we're talking about freelancing and 9 to 5.
Yeah.
It does both, but one is side also. Mm-hmm. You are fully a freelancer,
yeah.
So just talk to us about what you do.
Yeah, I'm actually curious.
I'm curious about what?
Because the amount of balls it takes to be just a freelancer.
The balls to not depending on steady income, yeah? It's crazy balls.
It's risky.
Our dry spells are crazy.
It's risky. I won't tell you how it go. Actually, freelance is coming and lazy.
I'm
really lazy, man. I'm really lazy, actually. That's why I went to freelance. Yeah. Right from when I was this.
What would I say? I would say two twins.
My mom used to tell me that, how will you even work for anybody? I know you work for anybody. But you're not working for people. So starting off, my dad that time, he had one connection to one man like that forced me into company.
Okay.
Yeah. After like 4 weeks, even the company said, I'm supposed to resign. I don't resign. And I was like, what do you do with your life? I said, so freelancing is number one. You have to have a passion for what you want to do. Because if you don't have a passion for what you want to do, if it's money you're going into force, you go frustrate.
Money part.
If
I tell you now, many times I don't drop out from tech school. I don't drop out 2 times from tech school.
If you go in like, I just rush, maybe because it's this influencer, I don't buy a car. Make I rush this kid. You don't have
all those God PR influencers.
One day we will know.
You're just depressed. Because me, when I started there, I said, like, Facebook then. It wasn't for money, I just crack one or two jokes then back in like 2013, 2014. You just that time we had those funny bros. Back then, it was one guy. I don't know Konani. Shout out to Konani, man. I don't know if you know Konani. I was like, bro, this thing that I did on Twitter, you make money. I was like,
seriously.
Okay. That was like in 2015, 2016. And I opened Twitter account that period. Now I started and just started networking with some people. They didn't even look for money then. Then the first freelance job I got was for back on the label. Anyways, under Konani. Yes, I was a baby. Then a baby like 1.5 recharge card per month.
Recharge card per month.
1.5 recharge card per month. Then when I just started, but I was able to like get in touch with some people like that and start growing in that space. So then it wasn't the money, but as time come, when I got my first gig, then God, it paid like 100. I thought I just started, it paid like 100k for 1 month. Yeah. I was like, whoa, there's money in this shit.
There's money, because you get some cash. What's the money come from that freelancing? You ain't gonna take clear up the 95 debts like this.
That was like 2015, 2016. Then I just like, okay, let me take this thing seriously. I called a build account that period.
100k for 2015, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was the first time.
That's millennium gig right now.
That was the first time. it was one big drink. Call it child. Funny enough, I feel like they didn't even pay me my complete money. They just like.
No, it's always never your complete money. Except you're dealing with the company direct, it's always never your complete money.
Yes, as long as the person deals with
me. I'm talking to all of you. Konani, never your complete money.
Third party. Let us eat.
So then, I don't have the serious with the P now. Like, I said, they do small gigs. Then, I didn't even school save. I never even finished that period. So, I just was like, what are you doing? You're always on your phone. All this kind of thing.
Ah, my father. I always on my phone. Now, you can charge phone for me.
Now the way my mom said, where the full, oh, Bon Grover, you know, be the name she give me. Right.
I don't know that. On that, I walk into house, and my mom shouts, Igbo.
The guys
join.
That period just started to grow, but I think the first mistake I made that period was that I was just focused on dropping Banga tweets back in 2016, 2017. Account the blue and stuff. I wasn't really thinking about the money corporate part of it. Yeah. So every once I heard, 200 tick, bam, you don't enter savage reply, I'm done for today. So I don't really think about that. It was like in 2019 or stuff, then I got another one mega gig like that. That one was to write back then. I actually called them out. Like, Oprah.
No, of course.
Oprah News that period. They gave me one contract. Like, they said I should write 10 articles. They paid 400k for a month for 10 articles. Really? That's when I told my PM, I think I want to move out though. That was the biggest, my first big bag actually.
How many times you go office for that 400k in a month?
Just write like 10 articles that period in 2019. That's when I just said, I guys move come on house. So this thing is getting real. So I wrote like 10 articles. I did for like 3 months, and that was like 1 point something. I did. Then I just went. That's when I moved out. Then time I met some people like my friends, Nai, people, Chemical Bro, and others. Were like, tell me more. We have to like come up with something that will be sustainable. So that's when we started like shooting to brands, personally, not just waiting for the gigs to
come.
Shooting to brands work.
It works, so but why in a million?
I don't know.
Started meeting some people and just network and stuff like. Then I won't continue now. Then I'm 2020k. That's when you know that freelance is not freelance. Sharing with you on the influencing part or something like that, the whole lockdown.
Hey,
people created content, but brands weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So if you were creating original content, it was a better space for you.
Yeah.
But if you are waiting for a gig.
Yeah, if you're waiting for a gig, you suffer. That period, creativity don't come on my head.
That's when I took it seriously. That's when I started my podcasting. Pandemic period, And I took it seriously. But that time,
brands weren't even doing. Even when brands not even started, because Twitter was like my main. Twitter was like my main. This thing then. So I ended up entering TikTok doing some kind of rubbish. So out of boredom, the lockdown was in that stuff because nobody was, money wasn't even coming. Then, now Twitter is our main bag. Then, our federal government said we got off light for Twitter.
They off the ban.
They off
the ban. Download VPN. Reduce my battery.
No brother to even do anything on Twitter then again now. Because
so they could have not they reply me for Twitter again.
That's what was happening. So from there, I was like, oh, this is influencing page. You guys, they expand. So freelance is sweet if you don't just put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Me, I've been trying to move all my eggs from one basket, but it always comes down to
that's Twitter. That Twitter, yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's not about moving all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Because you can have somewhere that you... Somewhere that's your PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. Probably Twitter. They can now spread to other places.
Exactly. Like just Twitter and stuff. So what I did was like, I used Twitter then as my CV. Okay. Like used to connect. I made a lot of connection. I went to events. I met a lot of people there. Even when gigs not coming, they're telling me, okay, come on. They'll just organize something, do something, write a rollout plan and stuff.
Okay, and this is your freelancing journey so far. Has any experience that made you think like, God, I'd rather be in the office right now?
Last year.
What happened?
Bro, my 500k account. I just did. Your account will be suspended.
It's like heartbreak.
But you know the pain.
But you don't know who to put it out.
takes a while.
It takes a while.
Then you wake up in the morning.
This is my babe. You go message his babe. Take him out. But this all you want. You want
message. Give you automated reply. You will wake up in the morning and you first think, oh, I have an account, and then you realize that my account is suspended, and then your body will just be cold like this.
My flatmate there was like, you sure say you did good? That's not they go return. I just did relax. But I didn't even deny. I said they don't suspend.
You don't try. You don't. I don't sometimes account. I don't type tweet sometimes. Maybe like say okay, maybe they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Ah fuck. It's not going again.
I for the first 3 days I didn't even like appeal. I just relaxed.
Online shadow ban. I didn't feel I'm like say person break up with me.
Serious shadow ban. When they hit the account then appeal. Not that I didn't have like maybe people I was doing some kind of small gigs with, but man, that was like my main bag, man.
You say like, not try to get it back.
I don't try.
But people have getting the accounts
even
back.
Even if I stay like weekly in a week, let me not say gig doesn't come, nothing. I think I'll see 70k in a week. No how.
No more.
Like, no more.
All this money like, per week, they bust your head, though.
Like, everywhere is dry, nothing is happening. When I had my account.
Oh, okay.
When I had my account, like, no more.
That's safe.
So it's, and that's like a dry spell for
real. Yeah, right, like dry moon to
day. My dress is nothing coming inside,
yeah, when you know that okay, things are happening, so like in a week, feels like 200-300k. You really wonder if they happen in a week. So when that shit happened, like for like 3 months, man, I was down. I was like, then I said like, number one, why like get so this small? That's what I said. Personally, what I did was it looked like as we entered 2020, my mind only tell me say this account will go anytime. I started taking some online courses, started doing some professional courses like that, got some certificates like that. Started even prepared a very nice CV, started sending it out to labels, brands, and everything. So most time what I did was I didn't just opt for full-time 9-to-5. If you tell me I should come to your office, I won't come. Then I won't just do, and I'll just say, give me 3 months, let me just work on your profile or stuff. That's what I was doing. I'll just 3 months, pay me 3 months, I'm out. So I can like manage, not just manage accounts, I even manage some BB Ninja, BB Ninja.
Oh, that was pages. Something, that was something that I fucked up on.
Yeah,
I
manage some BB Ninja, even some artist pages, brands pages.
Okay, how about you, Wolf? Is there any time you've been in, have you had any office experience that makes every you go, day. I'd rather be at every home day. Right now. I'd rather be at home making every my content day, with my day. Scarf and my HR. Oh yeah, let us know.
Every day.
Tell us. One. Every day. Give us. Every day, I know, but every give day. Us one.
Every day.
Where do I start?
Have you gone to buy food for them at the office before? Because I was doing
God,
that.
I praise God for that.
Oh my God.
I thank God for that. But I think, first of all, you know one thing, one of the things that happened last year, which was that whole work, I'm happy to go to work thing that everybody found funny.
Yeah.
I was dying. And everybody found
it. You always see his thing tweet every morning for his eyeballs.
See,
you don't kill me.
The way that thing came from, it did not come from when everybody was laughing. I was like, okay.
See, contents, sweet contents come from your pain.
Good,
like,
it's funny. I'm glad
you're having a good life.
I was in a spot where I don't even know how to explain my mind. And I don't want to go deep into the ball. It was a very fucked up period in my mind. I resumed in January. So I remember then I'll go to the office. So there's an Itchio post in my workplace. And then instead of going upstairs, I'll go to the Itchio post and I'll walk till 12 p.m. Then go upstairs because my boss was cool like that. I was able to do that. So when I started posting that thing, I was like, whenever I'm starting to deal with something, sarcasm is my best bet. So I kept posting it from January. Then one certain Friday for whatever reason, one certain day in February for whatever reason, thing banged. And everybody was posting on that. And then when the thing was getting so many reaches, I was talking to my friend. I was like, these people are taking something away from me that they don't understand. I'm using this thing to deal with my pain. And then now, the conversation now started off. I was like, should I continue this or would it be as if I'm milking it?
The work chronicles.
Yeah.
And I say, making I'm milking it.
People already said you're milking it. I saw the comments.
Milk it, please.
They were like, I'm milking it. I'm like, what? I need this thing to survive. I like, you say, okay, you are making the boat. I'm going to work every day.
That's funny to know. Yeah. Go come now for your comment. Tell you, say, no, go find job. Bro, this is my job.
This is work.
Bro, this is my job.
Office is good. But the thing I love about office job is that you're sure now every month You just do it.
For this Nigeria, you're not sure. The thing is that I already see. I did.
My company pays me salary every month.
You just they do PR for this in company. We go know them. Okay. By the time me, I did IT. This IT in the university. Wait. I did IT in uni for like 9 months. Let me tell you now my work movement and description. Okay, so now normal Nigeria now connection because I don't know where I go work for a company before. So now my mom sees Sabi, my mom sees Sabi one guy for our church, one man. Hey, in case he's watching, he's one man. Yeah, so he owns this oil servicing firm. Okay. He lives in our estate. Yeah. So this one are free transportation for me.
Now I no pay you.
Hey, wait now, plus 20k salary. So I come out with this man by 5 a.m.
Yeah,
this man get the company. You. This man get, what year? 2018. And they come up with this man 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Now he get company. Now he goes to close the company by 11 p.m. You can't reach out by 12. One day I just beg us, he comes. See now this man really gets this. Because what is it happen for? The man, everybody go come out. The man go sit there with his laptop. Just the me actually, they gave me free Wi-Fi and downloading movies. At one point, they kick me out from the work Wi-Fi.
One download everything.
No, I won't kid. The only time I said I should follow them and go because they go to site to now service fair, they go to site to service all these things. I went to site, there was an explosion. I just said, God, this is a sign that I will not be doing 9 to 5. My supervisor don't climb fence already. I see day for where petrol day. So he just said me, I'm gonna sacrifice myself for all this kind of thing. Bro. So now I just zero my mind. See, I know if you do this kind.
But
I
cannot, just I can't do this kind of thing. If you do bank,
I can't. Have you gone to the bank before? When did they close? I can't.
I was out of when I finished service. I was out of a job for 2 years because where my mom had leg was in bank, and I said, do or die. Instead, let me marry bank. And give birth to children now. The ones that in bank and work. I grew up in my mom worked and retired in bank. So I said, now I'm even working in finance. Firm. But I think one thing I got to understand is that it wasn't my hatred for bank, it was the role I was going to play in the bank. Yeah. So being a product manager and in the finance firm, like, it's a very great experience for me because I found my place in the numbers. I'm not great with the... My boss keeps saying that by the time she's done with me, I'm going to do CFA. I'm not great with the numbers. Like, sometimes when we are in the like meeting and they are doing numbers and I'm like... And I just keep them with me. I remember like, Chris, you understand? I'm like... like... Don't worry, when we finish, I will explain to you again.
You shall just know your strong
point. My strong
now.
Point, and then you play that part. So, 9 to 5 is steady pace, good, but there's something I enjoy with freelance. The money always feels like blood money.
Bro, see, real blood money. It just comes like, it comes and it clears all
your problem.
Everything.
And here's why, because if you're a content creator or anything, it's something that comes easy to you. So it always feels like sometimes they're overpaying you. You're not overpaying me, but it feels like sometimes they're overpaying you for the job because it's something that comes a lot easier. So there was a gig I got last month.
Great card, bro.
When you see like, if you tweet once, some people need to wear tie and suit to go to office. 30 days before they get that kind of money.
I did a contract for one IG influencer. The gig now just grew like this. I mean, like send the contract and everything. Just 3 videos, bro. 1.7. For 3 videos. So, this person has 100k followers.
How many times your time you carry you in the office?
Hawa.
7 billion now. NNPC job.
You know Hawa. Hawa sent me. I should send her my rate card. I sent her my rate card. I'm paraphrasing, but she was like, you are cheap.
Oh my God! You get sometimes this person go ask me. Person go ask you say, "What's your rate card?"
Yeah.
Oh my look.
They go 100k on top of your head.
And I showed you
rate card. This is where the job too small for these people.
And the problem is because it's a side gig to me. If it's your main hustle, you will have no choice than to understand your value. So
okay,
for me,
I don't understand.
There's a gig I got last month. And I saw the amount that they offered. I was like, is this for me? Ask my friend, I say,
guy, you get some kind gifts when they call me. My guy go just say that. Now just one sweet. I say, you sure? One sweet.
I ask again. They say you will do this. I say, is it even the one I did this morning? I say, so no. Nobody knows the time is short.
Back then, when I had my account, then this one, I wasn't supposed to even speak then. I was supposed to just join the space for 30 minutes. The space, so I'm not speaking. Just 70k, bro. Just join the space. 30 minutes.
Okay. I want to ask you your opinion about... No, continue.
My own problem with freelance is like this. The money, like you said, is like blood money. blood money takes and it gives. You get. You feel they wait for 1 gig, your bills don't pile up.
Yes.
Once
I gig, I feel like it depends.
Bro, I'm serious, it depends, man.
So it's good for me because, you know, the pay salary rate at the end of the month. I've taken out what I want to save and I'm managing my salary, right? And you know, you get to that point where you don't do is my savings going to save me or am I going to save and then one random gig just come. I may not be much, maybe 50K. And for that reason, you don't have to touch your savings and your savings is intact. So like a year, I look at my savings and I'm like,
do give you after this now. I don't see why I go.
Because if you come from a broke place, there is a trauma relationship with having money. That it starts with saving money. You just want to save the money, make it dead here.
Make it just the same.
After a while, is when you now understand you can invest too. You can buy property, you can buy land too. You can do this too. You can do. I call my mom like, mom, say how far? That's fine. Let me have a land in villa. Let's do this. Because after a while of that safety of in case like they walk out for road. Like I come here now, I force somebody lights.
No.
I get money to pay. That kind of, you know.
I don't get money, but I don't fall like this.
No, the way bills go, they fly. Shall we bills that know that money is coming? Go, they hang for head.
Well, let me tell you, this freelance EP for me, I know about this stuff that they say, money go, money come. So that's why I treat life like this.
Yeah.
I don't say, waiting I spend today.
You go make like
quickly. Before I wake up tomorrow, if you get like 2 phone calls, say, Kusma, I need you on this pay. Kusma, I need you on this pay. I don't say that one. Don't see me, I sure die. Because I know maybe Kusma, I don't say I sure die. For another freelance, you know, today money where I spend, I get collect them back tomorrow from the industry. Normal.
Okay.
God, because of where? Look at your son.
I want to be really, really, I can't take careless with money because, bro, there was a period then.
There was a period when I wanted to
buy a phone. That was all my money. I said, Mama, just burn them. Tomorrow they go call for gig.
Tomorrow they go call you.
Go for gig. Yeah, but now we are looking at account. I don't say, now, because I say, okay, now, I do projects mostly because I need to do lesson like that. Yeah. And just projects. If there's a project to roll out, both brands, artists, and everything, just get and do even roll out plans or stuff like that. So that one now, it take time to come when they come. At least they must figure like 3 or 2. Figure like 3 or 2, just get small money or something. When I was doing influencing main, only like 50 man, my next week it will come back.
Next week.
No, like that one I say on the show banker. If you blow I'm like, if you 50K for the yard, if you just finish that, the next boy, they don't add it to group. They don't even tell you.
I'm down.
See, what was
it? You know what person that time I get? He never even tell me the gig. He never even tell me. I don't see a lot. He goes tell me, say, now 1 week.
Shut up.
I know someone like that. And a woman, bless you, you know yourself.
I don't date club before. Me, they talk, say, savings account, go home.
I hate Nigerian hype men. They are the turmoil soil of the country. They are doing nothing.
Why are they paying, right?
Oh, savings accounts, go home.
Hype everybody. Which one you say you hype this one? You bring this one down.
They attack 9 to 5.
That's my point exactly. Why
can't shout? But 9 to 5 people, it gets some people they do 9 to 5 here. Yeah, where freelancers know if you follow them, drag shoulders.
Two things involved. Is it that you are coming from a place of comfort, your father, your mother, or you have turmoil for 40 years? It's not, or now we take money, take entrance of money.
I don't
not.
Take as 9 to 5.
Well, exactly.
Tech bros, not serious pandemic for this now, economic.
Like, I don't say, even if they are working like one company, like going there, you see, they get things with it. I don't say like 9 to 5, man. People are saying that 9 to 5 is like. The bankers,
those guys that hits for their laptop, you know, they do different things for their ties. Those tech bros, I don't trust them at all.
Well, I think there, when I said see the cash, I was like, my craving there was restaurants.
Okay.
Oh, I used to go to restaurants. Mm. Let's go. It may just be me.
And I see how we always post receipts for Twitter. Say you don't go.
I just go sit down and then just that. But by the time, you know, those receipts where they post, by the time, or I did see all the screenshots, I'm like, now, how much is the land in village? Why are you doing this? My head, after a while, but I think it's needed. Yeah. Isn't there to allow yourself do that, allow you know, that experience, and then so that your brain can say, so if not, at 40, you still be doing stupid things. I think it's easier to, after that, I'm like, no, you can't be doing this. That's when I started to look at, okay, you can't even save in Naira anymore because dollar.
Dollar.
By the time you move to investment, then that's when your head start going to assets because whatever is the grace or the luck or
like
whatever you're doing.
They give people this mindset attract because guy freelance, they don't know money comes.
Money,
no, true. I work, I'm in an investment firm, so
yeah.
I can't turn 2 seconds without hearing. And when they call the money, my boss can just come. We need to raise this and this billion before 12 p.m. When I first joined, I was like, and I look at them by 1 o'clock. Remember, I one is like, great job, guys. I say, is it million? Is it what are you going to? And they just go, oh, today this person had an inflow. There's money.
The corporate world is money. Corporate world, man. It's
8 to 5.
Let's talk about nightlife for 9 to 5 people.
They didn't get that.
We do.
South to five. South. See, South is like Twitter with good vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get nightlife.
I don't get nightlife.
I've been South before.
Funny story is that you may be 9 to 5 for a year. You get nightlife past us.
I don't know.
I love my bed.
I love my bed.
Only if my guys say that they did that south. They can't drag me from my house with Uber. Let me say they can't carry me. And I go push.
Most of the nights level I don't do in the last 5 years, now money involved.
Thank you. All those kind of guys I will say. If you just have
those ones, they involved. Sweet.
All those listening parties.
The first time I did it was for Ciroc. Says,
yeah, I did it for Ciroc 2019.
Did you follow?
Whiskey came to
yes, us, bless you. And I think it was me, Falila.
Yeah, me, you.
Oh, that experience.
Obana, Obana. They just opened it.
Money were picked for grand.
Okay, the money were picked for grand.
That was the second time I was picked for Ciroc.
As a nightline, I'm always
I just remember they put us in one VIP place. I know that they delayed us a lot then. Then Whiskey came, I think DJ's.
He was in that.
So they were like, those who wanted to
brand this. Stop Whiskey.
I was pissed. So Falila went and she was like, I should have held her back. I just sit down there like this. Yeah. Some men just come. Some girls sat down and some men just come. I just see money, they fly. I say, what are you doing here? Then money just drop for granted. I say, what are we supposed to do with this money? Now they see some of the girls see they pick. Now they're like, people are picking money. When I pick, gather like this. I just reach out. I can't go put
that
for Falila's bag like this.
Hey. You see me have a Falila bag?
Hold on for a side like this. Now I go say, I'm sorry, I'm looking for my friend.
I think they even push you for that shit.
They push me, then they mad.
You know what he does? He bought it, doesn't come here. Now you go compare his big carry, I was going to say, oh, my. They said, don't worry,
they lost that day. The first one I went for Ciroc, it was great. I think it was me, Pastola. I don't remember who the other person was. We just sit down there. They just bring, you know, this light and all. They bring. I should say we look like Yahoo boy to everybody. Because see small children like just sit down like this. Drinks just they come. Cranberries they come. They say, what will you eat? We just they chop. I don't know. That day at 2 a.m. I mean, they go office by 6 a.m. That day.
Others
are not bothered.
These sweet parts. I mean.
Others are not bothered because now freelancers then be 6 a.m. They don't care. Me, they look time. If I wake up by this, wait till my oga go talk.
Okay, Rovio, as freelancer, would you rather date 9 to 5 or freelancer?
Well, make the babe go work.
Make sure you understand the value of money.
Because
if person they go work no, every day for like 100k, if you give her 50k, she go love you. Go.
On my personal view, I just define women with it. They go work.
Okay.
More attractive, actually.
Wolf, how about you?
I think you just have to bring in money.
Okay. Yeah. But
for this, preference,
is it preference? Yeah. Which would you rather? Like, okay, tell them.
I think 9 to 5 because I like to have a mindset that we can relate to it. I think in my head, except you grew up in a more, it depends on where you grew up, right? There's a structure with money that 9 to 5 gives you.
Yeah.
That allows you to to think in a very controlled,
exactly,
should in case we need to, should in case, because we don't know where tomorrow we come from. People are certain that you can see that's just like you talk and say.
I just know this thing just they hang for air. They wait when you go.
See, as long as projects deal, and as long as I never fall off, I did chilling.
And that why my even prefer me should go because if I do freelance. I don't get issues with that, but more on the house.
I would like to meet Sam now. Make us say, my baby's back.
Which gist you want to give me?
Gist of work.
Like, gist of work. This person did this.
Gist of work. Just like saying you hate the person when you don't know.
Just get what figure what husband do.
Oh, no.
No, why?
You know, for that place. We are go to this 9 to 5 people. 9 to 5 people. You get work wife.
9 to 5.
No right. Lie. The way they laugh, you get no. Work wives. You don't get work wife. Mark by me. Okay, we are going to head out to our games master, Stephanie. I don't know if she's here. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi everyone. Hey. Hi. Welcome to Quality Content. I really appreciate it. My name is Stephanie Nomombachu.
Okay.
So the game is basically I'm going to give you like a career option and you're going to tell me how much you feel like they make every month.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to give you one option. So we go Kusman and Ibo Wolf and Ruvel.
Okay. All right.
So the first one is just be free, okay? The first one.
You go with me first.
Yeah, so you're just everybody's going to answer.
I don't know. People here, I've been saying I've never won a game before. So they should pay attention.
There's no winner.
The first one is car mechanic. Make a gun do car mechanic.
How much do you think a car mechanic earns every month on an average?
It depends on the customers though.
Just on an average.
Okay, if you're on the island, let's say 400 or 300k.
Okay, mainland.
I'm on mainland, depends. Mainland, you go do some kind jobs, you go stress you gun, and you collect 1k on top of them. So.
All right.
So I don't know what mean.
For you, Ibo, do you want to answer? I should ask you another one.
Anyone is fine.
Okay. So an Uber driver.
Why you don't give me this one? Better money than
Uber driver.
As a big drive now.
Whew. What's an average?
An average.
Yeah.
A month. If you are fully driving Uber.
Mm. Fully driving Uber.
You go collect rich 500k. If you are steady.
No, if you nobody, minus if you minus fuel.
Kusi.
By the time you minus fuel and all those things like this, you're talking about maybe.
And some girls will owe you because some girls will pay
why, Uber. Why then they owe you?
Why do they owe you? Yes, you they never entered their contract before. They go owe
they
you.
Drive. Why you
they
drive.
You they go Uber.
No, I don't enter Uber. Where the driver get PTSD? Because now it's your story for me. And I'm going to suffer.
Now random customer being a steady customer.
Uber, you get steady customer. She is a house.
No, some people like offline now.
I get it. If I don't do offline, I will go rent Mopole.
Because if you
I beg.
Ruvel.
Yeah, yeah.
For
yeah.
You, tech bros.
Money.
Money.
You know what Kanayo is doing?
See.
Sacrifices.
I go use the guy where I know.
Kanayo is doing sacrifices.
I go use the guy where I know his own range where I know is any 4 million per month.
It depends on the tech.
No, I'm not. No more podcast.
See, if you're
making us pray, No more podcast.
I'm a tech bro. If you're a developer, you
any guy,
if you're a developer, you probably will earn more. But if you're a product manager like me, there's still.
Do you really want to say how much you're earning?
God will not allow. I was saying it takes like yours is also experience with like how many years have you done this because it's. It's a bit more managerial in the role, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're a tech bro, as long as you have written and you have written code and
this like thing. Like my studies and everything, both school, now project management I want to do. Because I want to head all these tech bros. I want to head all of them, bro. So that, I'm saying, man.
So that even,
no bad.
Kusi, so for you, architects.
Now one architect did that island. Now only one architect did this Lagos island. Now the same house is the photocopy. Photocopy. Everybody. Same house. Shea vibes. Omale. Joe Boy. Did they live for the same house?
Yes.
They live for the same house. Arrest the architect.
Lego.
But the thing we say with Lagos, you go chop. The thing we say with Lagos, you go chop. So the architects don't chop money like this.
how much do you think an architect makes?
I cannot see how much they earn because everything is depending on your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very leg dependent.
I think that Gloria Sabina, if you don't know Sheyi vibes, nobody's going to give him the job. So that photocopy guy keeps printing the same houses for all our celebrities.
Ibo,
yes, ma.
Your own is waiters.
In this country.
They say they could tip waiters for Nigeria. When that one starts?
See, tipping culture is only if you are not being paid salary, and then it has to reflect on the price of
food. Yeah, abroad, they don't pay them salary abroad. They don't pay waiter salary abroad.
It's based on what they... That's why they are...
Wages.
Yes, based on what they...
Wages are like salary now, but it's weekly.
No, it's based on what they...
Like, you're supposed to tip them at least 5% of what you...
Yeah, so it's based on what...
It's compulsory abroad.
So if they are... In Nigeria, they see some rest on this on island. They will see right tip on that, on the distance. Because listen, I will not agree, Sha.
If I don't buy Spag for 10,000 Naira, tipuna.
To be honest, like, it has to reflect on the prices. Tipuna. If you are refusing to pay your waiters, it means you are telling them that if there is no business, no earnings for us, no earnings for you. So it means the price of the food has to
go up, man.
Go down. So that if I'm tipping them, I know I'm paying for the price of the food I will not pay for. If not,
so let's say I tip 10% from 2K, you give them 200. I'm not collecting from you, from the waiter.
I won't collect. But which Nigerian restaurant? Which Nigerian restaurant? You know if you spend 2K for any Nigerian restaurant now. You know if you spend 2K for any Nigerian restaurant.
When? Okay, let me
see price has come down.
Probably that doesn't be 5-1-5 now.
Okay, so it's
Romeo, so yours is bankers.
Bankers, yeah.
If you're not like a manager or something, I think
if you're in that front desk office,
if you're the first set of people are seeing as you enter bank, the money know they pass that kind of 150. According to
what and that's like two Ibo Wolf tweets. Two Ibo Wolf tweets.
Imagine. I don't say that when they pass that 150. at most, if they end like 200.
Why they laugh?
If they end like 200.
I don't know.
There was a period that I think one of my guys go find Bangkok. Was it 70K that I had to give the guy or something?
Exactly. Yeah.
But then,
I feel mad.
So, I don't know. Except to be manager, then if it is, catch 400.
No, you will know. Your manager ends higher like than that, to be honest. Manager ends higher than that.
Or even 1 million. So if you see, but if now you be the first one they see as I enter bank.
It depends.
That's why I like freelancing. Nothing like manager. Your money power depends on your pool. So
not really.
For a lot of banks, the entry level.
Not really.
Sometimes
you get some people with a pool, like mad crowd and stuff. Like, especially the pool. They need collect by rich some people.
No confidence. Now the fear of not getting the next gig be that.
Maybe even fear. Some people actually know.
No be lie, Sha. Some people don't know, but this thing we talk no be lie. Even for me,
the fear of getting the next gig. See me.
The fear of not getting.
What's my price? I don't know my price. I know if you go down past that price, unless we don't get working relationship. Relationship. I know if you go down less than that price.
Never I can only go down that price once the first time we work together because you see all that lie the way they talk.
You don't go down once the first time
I will not come
you
back.
You go there down.
Random question for the big three like this. If they didn't do music, what 9-to-5 job would they be doing? Girl, you give me Whiskey, Davido, Burner. Which just imagine it's not compulsory. Just imagine what kind of job would they be doing if they didn't sing music.
For Davido, I think you'll be a hype man.
Davido?
Yes.
I think his father has all the
no, I connections say give me
to put him in oil company.
You will not sit down. I don't think
okay, so Davido hype man.
I think Davido will be a hype man.
So what of Wizkid?
Wizkid. Oh, I don't think Wizkid's personality is very visible.
Wizkid like women.
There's no job for liking women.
There's no job for liking women. Okay, so since you are skipping Wizkid, Burna Boy. All those Mopul.
Nicer person than me.
I know they are. Burna Boy, they really built. You get one person who talks to Burna Boy go beat the video for hit to hit. I say, she's not a fist fight. Oh, no, hit the video.
They don't say don't go boxing. How do you mean?
Pussy, back to you.
Okay. But we're ready to answer. Okay, so Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, their jobs.
If they didn't do... Let me ask how they not even go into entertainment at all.
Yeah, this is...
Davido said go work for a proper office.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Wizkid, he work for Lotto Shop.
Trailer softing, oh yeah.
Without Burna Day, like, if you be Baba, Sha.
Baba.
Get that Baba look.
Baba. His family is too big for Baba.
They're rich,
Baba. Yeah. Burna went to Corona. Corona.
True. Okay, banker. I don't know if you don't get that patience to work for bank.
But now go tell her. All right.
So back to the Stephanie. Kusi, private chefs.
Private chefs.
Chef, a private chef.
Depends on the land, though. Island.
Like Hilda Bassi.
Wait, I don't understand the question
chef,
again.
Like, how much do you think a private chef would
cost? Okay, it depends now. It depends on the level of chefing you are chefing.
No, tell me on the land, though. Island.
Now, right now, Yum Yum and Hilda Bachi are the hottest chefs right now. Yum Yum and Hilda Bachi are the hottest, most sought after cooks right now. So, on my spot, I don't know. The funny thing about this piece, Yum Yum can earn more than Hilda Bachi. Yum Yum cooking on Twitter can earn more than the person that is actually cooking.
No, he doesn't. Hilda ends well.
Okay. This you're talking about. You're talking about daily wages, weekly wages. I'm telling you something. No, Hilda, on the person, they're ready to chop. Sure, you understand.
Ibo.
Hilda is chopping good shot.
No, I never said that. Ibo, chopping. Yeah. No, we thought the endorsements.
Even prior to this, now they say Hilda has always been good.
But what she's going to tell us, say she no get where to sleep.
You guys.
People progress now.
Ibo, your question.
Your progress. Question, please. Yes. Film directors.
These people don't earn salaries now.
Like, let's say you direct a movie.
Are you working as about?
If I cannot sing song like this, it's a movie or film.
Film directors.
So if you're working as about, you can rate. It depends how many films you are shooting, because 3-4 days you are done with one set.
100 pound road.
3-4 days you are done with a set. And if you are collecting like maybe
pound road about
400 to 500K, you could earn
very, very museum stuff for 6 million. No time. But
if you
that's
are
a copy now,
grab a copy now. Can I order the sacrifices?
If you chop more money, yes.
So, all right, last question for Robert.
Yeah.
Supermarket owners.
Mm? Owners.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Wait first.
You kill me for here. Because no salary earners be this.
Before I talk about those guys, I get beef with them, bro.
Sorry, supermarket. That already close to your house. You won't kill me the last
bro, time. Bro, oh, you did that. Nah, this one. Because you know if you even carry 50 k at supermarket again, you just come out with tissue. Bro, you come out with a lot of tissue and roll on. Bro, are you serious, man?
The way my groceries are getting expensive.
See, I don't know how much those guys are.
And the nylon bag is not increasing.
It's not
increasing,
and the money.
Bro, to carry the groceries.
No, like the quantity of nylon is not increasing.
As soon as I carry the receipt coin, you go see the list of things where I carry.
No,
you know what the luxury. You are doing basic.
You know the groceries
don't reach up. Those guys, this me investigated. That's my own. I don't know how much I earn, but
thank you for coming to my game.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephanie. Sorry.
No,
we've had a lot of alcohol. Not mentioning the name of the alcohol. So where are we right now? No, just me.
It's water.
Mm. Okay, it's water. For people doing 95, you need water. I wanted to say something. This is why I don't like Stephanie. Okay, you guys continue.
Anyways, round up. We've come to the end of the podcast.
Yeah, so thank you guys for rocking with quality content. This is the fifth podcast. Thank you for coming.
Yay.
Ibo Wolf. Yeah, this is the fifth. Okay. Ibo Wolf here. We have Rovio here. 9 to 5 freelancers.
And we have Stephanie Nomanbachi.